Janet Morena, Jane Didn't Want Revenge and Ruth Didn't Send You. By Janet Morena on June 10, 2022. To the pro-choice lunatics causing mayhem around the country, Ruth Would Never Have Sent You, and Jane Didn't Want Revenge. The group calling itself Jane's Revenge apparently think it speaks for Norma McCorvey, the Jane Roe in the Roe v. Wade decision. But revenge is the last thing Norma would have wanted. And she certainly wouldn't have encouraged or condoned the firebombing of pregnancy resource centers, which exist to offer mothers a choice other than abortion. It's true that before her pro-life conversion, Norma worked in an abortion business. But she was unpopular there because she kept asking mothers headed in for abortions if that's what they really wanted. She never had an abortion herself. In her 1997 book One by Love, Norma recounted an incident from when she worked scheduling appointments at an abortion business in Texas. A woman who was too scared to fill out paperwork approached the desk and was told by another waiting patient that having an abortion was just like having a tooth pulled. "This isn't like visiting the dentist," Norma recalled saying to the nervous mother. "This is an abortion clinic. If you go back there, they're going to take your baby away." After explaining the procedure to her in detail, the young woman left and never returned. Jane's Revenge is thought to have been behind the firebombing of a pregnancy resource center in Buffalo, New York, the defacement of pregnancy resource centers in D.C., Florida, Washington State, and other places, and another firebombing at the office of the Pro-Life Wisconsin Family Action in Madison. "I'm guessing those hiding behind the moniker Jane's Revenge never knew Norma. I did. She was my friend. And despite some recent claptrap about how she faked her pro-life convictions, I know she remained pro-life until her death because I spoke to her 1 hour before, when she made me promise to keep fighting to end abortion." Ruth Sent Us is another radical group that says it is committed to nonviolence but published the home addresses of the justices and encouraged the illegal protests there. That a man armed with a gun and a knife and the decision to kill Justice Brett Kavanaugh showed up outside his home can be laid directly at the feet of those behind this group. Just as Norma would not have agreed with the tactics of Jane's Revenge, the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg would never have condoned publishing the addresses of her colleagues, even those with whom she disagreed. Justice Ginsburg and the late Justice Antonin Scalia, polar opposites on the political spectrum, shared a love of opera that was so well known, and opera was composed in their honor. USA Today reported in 2020 that Ginsburg had declared herself and Scalia best buddies and called him a treasured friend. Ginsburg, who was among those critical of the Roe v. Wade decision, would not have invited trouble to the homes of her fellow justices. But Chuck Schumer might. Speaking at a pro-abortion rally in front of the courthouse in 2020, Schumer, then the Senate Minority Leader, infamously said, "I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions." Those words are coming back to haunt him as 26-year-old Nicholas Roscoe of California was arrested early Wednesday and charged with attempted murder of a federal judge after allegedly showing up outside Kavanaugh's home armed with a gun and a knife. Perhaps the groups that have decided to take the law into their own hands should rename themselves Chuck Sent Us and Chuck's Revenge and let Norma and Ruth rest in peace. Janet Morena is the executive director of Priests for Life and the co-founder of the Silent No More Awareness campaign. She is the author of Recall Abortion and Shockwaves, Abortion's Wider Circle of Victims.